The truth is, I don't remember the last time I felt cheated by an image, but I do remember quite clearly the very first time I felt cheated by an image big time. That was in 2011, and it was the image of the Situation Room, which was the image circulated by the US government in occasion of the capture and death of Osama bin Laden. That image pictures Obama, Hillary Clinton, and members of Congress inside the White House Situation Room, controlling from within the room the operation that led to the capture and consequent death of bin Laden. So you see these people in power, a position of power, watching via screen and remotely a very delicate military operation. And there is tension in their face, and there is preoccupation, but there is also a degree of, you know, control and protection, since you know, there is this kind of detachment from the scene. And that image to me was very interesting at a number of different levels. First of all, it was a counter-image to the dramatic and powerful images of the Twin Tower of 9/11. It was also a very controlled, scripted, and very kind of elegantly composed kind of image that had an impact on the media. And I think it was a very strategic move to come up with that image as a kind of main representation of that political event. It was an image that showed control over technology, that showed detachment, that showed the US government in a kind of position of detached power. As well, it was a counter image because it didn't show you exactly what you were expecting after many years of the so-called war on image. That is the kind of many, many image war that followed 9/11. But it was an image that operated as a negative in a sense, because it didn't show you the body, for instance, of Osama bin Laden, which was in fact released, the images of that were released after, but publicly the US government decided not to show those kind of images. So it was, as a viewer and, you know, as a kind of witness of all this political event, you felt heavily sort of cheated, or there was something utterly uncomfortable about the neatness of the image of the Situation Room. Also, the image kind of raised the curiosity of the kind of creative and media landscape as well, because it was kind of heavily appropriated online, and it became viral. So there were many rework of that image from online users that were circulating online, depicting cartoon character instead of the representative of the US government, for instance, as well as many artists such as Alfredo Jarre making works around that image. Even eminent image scholar like Mitchell really developed some in-depth reflection around that image. So within the kind of field of image studies and iconology, it was recognized as an important and powerful image. But clearly, I did feel very cheated by it and became myself quite obsessed with this particular image. There was really this sense of needing to see a body to prove that the death of bin Laden. So not doing that image, not doing that, was utterly uncomfortable at some level. And yes, I think that's it.